that is up here. Right there.
We're reading from Luke chapter 24. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. We sing. In Jesus' name, beloved of God, some of you are 7th and 8th graders, is that right? Any 6th graders? Okay. Are all of our visitors today sitting up here in the front? Can you raise your hands? Wow, some in the back. I'm wondering how many of you visitors have a parent who attended here at ILC. How about in the student body? How many of you had a parent that attended ILC? How about a grandparent? Where did the time go? I possibly went to school with some of your grandparents. That must be somewhat how the disciples felt when they got to their destination that evening. And it looked like Jesus was traveling on further. Where did the time go? It goes so fast. They had spent part of the day in confused trudging. Trudging from Jerusalem to Emmaus. At least they started out that way. And then they had met a stranger who had joined their journey. And he had called them foolish for their trudging sorrow. And beginning with Moses and the prophets, he had explained to them what all of the scriptures had to say about Jesus. All the scriptures from Genesis on said that the serpent's seed would bruise the Savior's heel, that it would be necessary for him to be despised and rejected, to be cut off from the land of the living. Mile after mile, the stranger had shown them from the Bible that the Christ was supposed to go through all the things that Jesus had suffered, and their hearts had burned within them. But now it was all over. The 7-mile walk lay behind them, and it was getting toward evening. Where did the time go? That's perhaps how some students at Emmanuel may also feel, especially at this time of year, if they are moving on to some other venue after the year ends. When singing their final tour concert or their final ILC concert, or saying goodbye to friends with whom they finally learned to get along, they may ask themselves or each other, where did the time go? It may or it may not surprise you that teachers and staff often feel the same way. We are actually all visitors on this campus. Oh, some may be in a few more annuals than the average high school student, but those faces change too. Where did the time go? You don't need to be on Medicare to see evening coming on. Each day turns to twilight, and change is all around us. That is why at ILC, we want to invite Jesus to stay with us every day. Change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. Any of us may soon turn around and say, where did the time go? But if he has been with us, it will have been time well spent. We know that many of you have come more than 7 miles to spend a short time on campus today. And we hope that you feel welcome and prayerfully consider coming back for a longer visit. But most of all, we hope that you get a chance to meet the most important person in this school. He is the one who went in to stay with the two disciples that first Easter evening. The one who was able to explain all that had happened and to cause their hearts to come alive within them. He is the one who, beginning with Moses and the prophets, explains to us that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. He is the one who is before all things and in whom all things hold together. He is the one whom scriptures hold before our eyes from beginning to end. The one who not only schools us, but who brings us home again to God. He is the most faithful friend you will ever have. It is he who makes us children of God, no matter what our age. And as he smiles on our childhood and lives on this campus, so he also promises to go with his children when it comes time to leave Emmanuel, to go with them always and all the way. We sing.
All of them.